Tell him he was the classiest man that was ever on the face of this earth.
And then my child would call me a liar.
No, your child would say to your mom, your child,
first of all,
why do you drop them pineapples off at the house, off of my house?
I wanted you to know that I knew where you were,
so what?
And I could find you if I ever wanted to find you.
Well, I see. It's a threat.
I didn't know, but maybe it was a peace offering.
She wouldn't know peace offering.
Maybe she was going to say, hey, here's a nice pineapple.
I was on my honeymoon, okay?
God bless you.
It wasn't a threat.
It was a nice thought.
I wanted to tell you, look, I have overcome so many things in my life. Despite all of this, you have all this posh house, all this stuff, but let me tell you something. I have a family which loves me, which takes care of me. Your mother loves me. I have never lost touch. I have the greatest grandmother in the whole entire world.
Well,
and you're the one who's missing out on it. Let me tell you.
Honey,
family, my aunts have taken care of me.
Honey, God bless you.
My aunts have always given to me. Your sisters have always given to me.
God bless you.
You are the only one
who's given to me. Because you're a taker.
I'm not a taker.
You're a taker. You just went for 10 minutes of who gave you. Who gives you? You're a taker. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And don't flatter yourself that I'm talking about you.
I have chosen.
God bless you. Listen, Luann, God bless you. I wish you the best in the world.
Well, suddenly, Robin.
You want to jump in here and straighten this all out.
Suddenly, Robin, your family looks like a love network.
My family, let me tell you something.
Pat, she might want my autograph if you want to give it to her.
You know, I'm surprised my grandmother hasn't called up.
We're waiting for that.
We're waiting for that. No, my grandmother is very hurt over this whole situation.
Your grandmother is not hurt over any situation because your grandmother is for your grandmother. And your grandmother never gave her son anything to talk about that's nice. And your father mailed her a check. Your father mailed her a check for $5,000. Nice man I am, man. Where's the money? It's all you people know is where's the money.
You don't know your mother.
Goodbye.
There's got to be a way.
Goodbye.
Obviously. Everybody's taking sides on this issue.
Well, you know what, Robin? I did bring your brother and your father together, but
I wish for you a peaceful death.
I wish for you a peaceful death too, honey. I wish for you a peaceful death.
Money will not be your
peace. I agree with you.
Money does not buy happiness or health.
You know we do. You stay your way, and I stay in my way. And that's the way it's going
to
be.
Let me tell you something. I stayed in my way for 17 years. You never gave me a damn thing.
I never gave you nothing. I don't owe you nothing. I don't got
to
give you nothing.
Well, listen, I'm sorry.
Look, Howard, this is between us.
I got
you. This has been going on for my whole life.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous.
I got you.
I want people to know the true story, the true thing.
Then tell it.
And I am telling the truth.
Then tell it. No, you're not.
I'm telling the truth.
No, you're not. You're not.
Can I tell you the truth? You left me in a hospital. I was 2 weeks old.
I left you. Who told you that?
I was 2 weeks
old. Who told you that? Answer my question. Who told you that?
Were you there for any one of my birthdays?
No.
Did you ever give me a birthday gift?
No.
No. Were you there for my confirmation, communion, and graduation?
I was never there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You said you were never there.
Yeah, because you see the way your mouth is? That's why I was never there.
You were never
That's why I was never there, because you just showed your character.
You were never there.
Because you have no character.
I was a child.
Goodbye.
I was a child.
Goodbye.
You were never there.
Goodbye.
Okay. Well, anyway,
look,
listen.
Okay, you know, it's not to be soft. He's a very hostile gentleman.
No. All right. From now on,
be well. He doesn't want to talk.
Be well. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
All right. Okay, listen. Okay. So anyway, Luann, we better cut it. Right?
Cut it off.
I understand.
Okay, I understand, too. All right, listen. Nice speaking with you.
Nice speaking to you, too.
All right, I hope everything goes well in your life.
Me, too, and I hope he sleeps well tonight because now everybody knows the true story.
Well, we could drop the animosity. You said what you wanted to say. Don't wish your father ill. Go live a happy life.
I don't wish him ill. I wish him the best in life. I've never wished him ill.
Probably misunderstood. You know what it is? Probably your parents had a bad divorce, and I guess the kids
You got caught up in it.
How could I get caught up in it if I was 2 weeks old when they left?
No, I'm saying that the innocent ones are always there.
Well, why don't you tell that to your mother? It's a two-way street.
I agree with you. What you have to say,
tell this to your mother for half an hour. When your ass jumped me on the street, tell that to your mother. The bunch of animals jumping on the street.
You have nothing against us.
Goodbye.
Come on, everybody. Happy birthday to Robin.
Happy birthday, Robin.
Happy birthday to you. All right, enough of this.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I got to go over the shot. I don't mean to do this. I don't want to do this.
Do it again and come back in another week.
No.
If you got more kids, let them call in next time. Uh-oh, here's Gary. No. Who is this now?
Who's left?
Pat's mother?
That's it.
Uh-oh. Wait a second.
Uh-oh.
Pat, do you want to talk to your mother?
Put her on.
Now, let's be calm about all this. Let's be calm.
Yeah, he's a wreck.
Hold on a second. Now, wait a second. How am I going to bring this family together?
This is a mess.
He is a mess. Can you believe a man talks about his mother and his family so much and made millions of dollars on them, and then he quits and he don't want to bother? He hates them. They're all after his money. You never tell
the
truth.
Can I tell you something, Howard?
In your whole life.
I should never, never have any
kids. It would have been better if you stabbed me.
See, now she wants you to stay. Now she wants to be the mother. Where was that? I didn't ask her to give me a loan, Ma. I need money from your Ma. Help me. I didn't ask her. Ma, look at this. God have mercy on him. I don't want nothing.
God have mercy on
you. I want to know one thing. They feel they got to get paid because you mentioned the word mother or father or sister or daughter. You have to pay them. Look what, we made you successful, they telling you. They didn't help me in my career. They didn't care about my career, and I didn't care. It's okay. I made something of myself, and I speak well about my mother and father on the stage. I put words in my father's mouth that he never... Did you hear what she just said? Did you hear what she just said? Because I make money on them.
On my life, you
make
money.
On her life, I make money. You never turned a saint upside down in your life, mother. So don't con me.
All right, well,
don't con me.
I can't.
I wish you'd tell the truth once in a while.
All right.
I have never lied, and I will not lie.
Yes.
And mother dear, I wish you well. And may I say something? It's a shame, because I'm an only son. And what did I do? Did I kill you? Did I shoot you? Did I rob off you? I know people who turn around their sons, kill people. And they want to sit in the electric chair for their son. I never asked you to do that. And don't tell me I didn't go to my father's funeral. I didn't see my father for 12 years. Why don't you talk about that? Where was he when I needed my father?
Yeah.
There's your answer. So don't con me. And don't say that I'm a bad guy. Now you want me to forgive and forget.
Yeah.
You're not allowed. You don't know. I sent you the $5,000. Did you get your rent money?
Oh, yeah.
You got your $5,000 rent money. That was on your mind. Now where's my son? Help me. Let me help my son. He's all alone. He needs me. Where's my back rent? Where's my back rent, you said? I sent you $5,000. So don't con me about tell the truth, mother. Yeah.
Right.
I've never been nothing but a giver, mother.
You're
I never took nothing
sport,
off you.
Son.
God help you. I wish you well.
$5,000 for 10 years of my life.
All right. Okay.
Oh, I owe you for being born now. Oh, I see what it is. Oh, I see. All right.
You gave
I'll
money.
Send you a How much I owe you for
you
food? How much
enough.
I owe you for
I
food?
Didn't.
How much I owe you for clothes? How dare you insult my intelligence, mother dear? How
oh,
dare
come
you?
On. Stop
I'm ashamed of you that you even want money off anybody. You ought to be ashamed. What are you going to do with your money? Take
it
with you?
And I never will.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You're the one that worry about it.
I don't worry about it. I earned mine, my dear mother. I earned it. And not
so
by
did
you.
No. So did I.
Then keep it. I don't want yours. Keep it. Give it to your grandkids. They deserve it.
So did I.
All right, Rob.
10 years
Happy
of your
birthday.
Kids I took right. care of.
But you're supposed to. You're a grandmother. You're supposed to. You're a grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
That's your chore in life.
Everybody's supposed to. What about you?
I've done my thing. I did my duty. I did my duty.
Where is your duty as a father?
My duty as a father is not being bulldozed by my kids. And not being conned by my kids. Take your daughter-in-law's side. Take your daughter-in-law's side. You don't like men. You never like men. Anything with pants, you can't handle. Remember that. Anything with pants. You're the man, the woman, the family. Go to your daughters. Kiss your daughters.
All right. You could cut the love in here with a machete, Robin. And I must say...
gonna need that.
All right, this
he's
is the
type he is.
Yeah.
He
all
can't control himself.
Goodbye.
All right.
He loves trouble.
Wish you luck.
I
he
thought
loves
I,
trouble.
Yeah, you're the trouble, miss.
You're the troublemaker.
Yeah, goodbye.
Well, what would you think if Pat dyed his hair black? Oh, never did. Well, okay.
You know something, Howard?
Yes.
This is the greatest thing that
I've
ever happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't expect this day to happen like it was going to happen. For taking up all this valuable airtime.
No.
I thank them for calling.